9547.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net, toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. Enjoy them, they're on us. That, once again, freetalklive.com. Last hour, we began talking about a maniac. A psychopath. A man who
is not a maniac.
He is a psychopath. Yes, he wants to impose his grand scheme for the world on everyone, whether they like it or not.
While he sits in his room at his mom's house,
right.
By the way.
This is a guy who, let me just see if I can recap where we've been so far. He is, as you say, living in his mom's house, going to community college. He's been educated by the government his whole life, and he has, I guess, brilliantly thought about the changes that need to be made to the world in order to eliminate poverty, eliminate uncertainty, eliminate everything that's bad about life, and make everything perfect and wonderful. And so he's been outlining his perfect vision for you, Julia, in a series of emails that you guys have been sending back and forth for the past 2 weeks. And essentially, he's a socialist. But he wants to do his socialism differently than those evil dictators did socialism. He wants to do a nice, fuzzy, warm version of socialism that is just going to be wonderful for everyone.
I don't see why anybody's going to get on board with this guy, with this kid's plan.
Well, he believes they will all get on board.
A machine gun to go with it.
Well, he insists, and he's insisted over and over again, that there's no force involved in his plan. This is going to be something that everybody is going to realize once he can propel it into the public eye. I don't know how he's going to do it, but once everybody gets wind of his brilliant ideas, they will immediately say, yes, Robert, that's his name, Robert in Florida, you are right. I've always been looking for a system like this. Let's implement this as soon as possible. He believes that all people will essentially assimilate this particular system of his, which includes the elimination of money. Now, we agree to the extent that the government monetary system blows in America today and should be destroyed and replaced with, now, in our opinion, should be replaced with private, alternative, competing currencies in a free marketplace. However, Robert has a different vision. What's his vision for money,
Julia? All right. The biggest change is simply removing the dollar from society.
Simple. Take it out. It's gone.
If you do not want to work, you do not have to.
Great.
Your savings will be used, and
your
house...
By the way, if you don't want to work today, you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. Then your house will be repossessed and your belongings auctioned. You would then have public housing and receive only the bare minimum to survive.
Who's going to give that to you?
The government.
How's the government going to get it?
I'm not sure. He won't really answer the questions. And actually, that brings the next point he brings up is there's no taxes either.
There's no taxes because the government
makes all the money because the money exists in this computer
it's
world.
Digital money.
Right. So essentially the government taxes. You see, money isn't wealth, and this is where he doesn't understand. You know, money is a means to gain wealth. Wealth is stuff you can touch.
Money's a representation of part of your wealth.
It is, but it's not, you know, it's not real world wealth. You have real estate, which is land and other things that you can touch. All the things that you own is the real wealth, and then you have this, you know, monetary representation that in the bank.
There's also nebulous wealth as well, just things that you benefit from without necessarily being able to touch them. All right, so he wants to eliminate money and replace it with what?
Government-issued credits. Now, he claims that they're not government-issued. He'll get into this in a little bit.
They're Robert-issued.
No, they're issued from private businesses that will exist anyway, even though there is no transferable wealth.
Like, how's a business going to create wealth?
How's a business going to be...
Why is a business going to exist without profit?
I don't understand any of this. Now, if I have a business, I can then create money and give it to people?
No, that can't be it. There's got to be some sort of central control office to dictate all.
Even so, I'd just create a bunch of money, give it to myself, and go out of business.
Well, whenever I ask him about that, he justifies it by saying, well, we already have central control anyway, so I'm just changing it around a little bit.
He's right about that.
No force, of course, involved.
Yeah, but there is no force. He gets angry when I mention force.
Well, he just doesn't understand the monetary system at all, and he's trying to come up with plans and stuff, and, you know, he doesn't know enough about the world to really be able to come up with anything.
He's sitting in his mommy's office or wherever it is that he sits all day long. Doesn't really have any concept or understanding of what money is, what business is all about, and he just believes that money's evil. He believes it's the root of all evil. He's essentially following all the cliches he's been taught in government high school, and he believes that if he just gets rid of the physical dollars and creates this government script program, this government credit program, that all of the world's problems will be solved. But as I understand it, Julia, didn't he say that you can't actually transfer these credits amongst one another?
That's correct.
How does that work, according to him? You get paid by government credits, which you're saying aren't actually created by the government, but are created by private businesses?
Yeah, I'll get into it.
How does a private business get the authority to create the money? Does Robert grant it to them?
I guess. One of the things that's so confusing about this email is that when I ask questions of that sort, which we've been going back and forth throughout 2 weeks doing, so he won't really answer them. He answers a few, avoids the rest, and basically just tells me I need to read it again. And I've read it over and over again.
If he wants the world to accept his grand vision, then he's going to have to answer a few questions. It's just not gonna pass muster to say, go read my original essay. It answers everything.
Right, sorry.
Not going to be very popular. All right, so he goes on to say, there are no taxes. Products for export provide currency directly for the government, but not converted into credit as not to upset the economic value of the faux currency.
Didn't he say there would be no government?
Yeah, well, he says over and over again, there's no government involved
here. But he just said
there
was a government.
Right,
he said that products for export would be giving money to the government. So he believes that businesses that will sell products to other countries, those other countries are going to want our government credits somehow. Are they going to?
Well,
pay?
Why would I? I think that they get all the money from the stuff that I decide to send to Japan. I don't know why I would build things and use
for society. Mark, but you're doing it all for society.
Apparently,
the good of society.
I mean, I would have to spend some of my credits in order to get the raw materials to make whatever it is I'm sending over there too.
But you can't spend the credits, can you?
No, you can't. Well, you can. Basically,
buy things, but the person doesn't receive them.
Yeah, exactly.
The credits.
That's actually in the next paragraph, I believe.
All right.
So he says, paychecks will be taken care of. It will all be electronic and automatic. It will not be shifted from anywhere. It will not be shifted from anywhere to anywhere, but simply proliferated by paychecks.
Right. The government is going to print money, and it will be worth something. I swear it will.
But it's not printing money. It's only printing a paycheck telling you how many credits are now in your government credit account.
The silly thing about this is you're going to come to me for my plumbing business or whatever, and you're going to spend money with me, or you're going to use your credits, your little gold stars from the government for being a good person. You're going to spend those with me, but I'm not going to get them. I'm going to return them to the government because my little computer is just going to scan them in and bloop, off they go.
Mm.
And then I'm going to do the job because I want to get credits from the government for being a good plumbing business. And I'm sure the government's going to be very, very good about deciding what it takes to be a good plumbing business.
Yeah, can you imagine the arbitration system here? I mean, can you imagine if I have a problem with your plumbing job, how that's going to be dealt with?
I can't even imagine. But I'm going to do a very good job because I want the government's gold stars, I guess is what the thought process is. But, you know, after I've been in business for just a little while, I'll probably have figured out whatever government. There's probably some rules how I get paid as a plumbing business, how I get my money, and then I'll do whatever it takes to get the rules to get the most amount of government gold stars that I can get, and then I'll have extra time during the day because, you know, we wouldn't want to make it too hard because otherwise the other plumbing businesses won't be able to compete and competition's bad. And then I'm going to, you know, every once in a while somebody's going to come along that's going to say, hey, you know, I don't want to use my credits. I don't have any right now or whatever my reason is. And I'd like to trade you this, you know, three chickens or this, you know, these 3 ounces of silver or this brand new car or something else. Something like suppose you're in the business of pick a business.
I don't know.
You're a radio you're a radio talk show host.
Okay.
And you really don't have anything of value to give me for it. So you know, from your business, so you're going to have to substitute things.
We need an intermediary.
Yeah, what that intermediary thing is and has been for a very long time
that's
in
money.
Society, that's money. And that money is going to be gold, silver, copper, that kind of thing.
Well, there's more about his grand vision for society here in moments. 800-259-9231. We'll talk more about his alleged monetary system, which isn't actually a monetary system. That's not actually run by a government, but is run by a government. But more on the way. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least. Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent, exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And we invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Take a look at the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. And we put them up on our shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. See what that's all about. That's once again shrine.freetalklive.com. Do you enjoy building things? Well, WoodcraftPlans.com has hundreds of blueprints for things like lawn chairs, rocking horses, yard shadows, fine furniture, and more. Step-by-step instructions and full-size patterns guide all skill levels. WoodcraftPlans.com supports FTL, so please support WoodcraftPlans.com. That's WoodcraftPlans.com. We're in the midst of a few emails, actually a series of them, that Julia has been engaged in for the past 2 weeks with a psychopath, a sociopath, a maniac, a man who believes that he has, that if the world would just implement his brilliant plan, he believes it's brilliant, that everyone would be happy, everyone would be satisfied, there would be no more poverty, there would be no more health problems, that everything would be just wonderful if we would just implement his socialist plan.
A psychopath is a person who views the world differently, like significantly differently than the rest of the world, the rest of humans. And most humans, at least most Americans that I've met, view the world in this guy's manner. Now, they may not have his same grand scheme, but whatever it is, whatever centralized plan they have for governing people that's going to fix whatever problem it is the same thing this kid's doing. He's just doing it on a grander scale.
What was your definition of psychopath?
I believe it's a person who views the world significantly differently than we do.
Well, let's see. According to dictionary.com, it is a person with an antisocial personality disorder manifested in aggressive, perverted, criminal, or amoral behavior without empathy or remorse. It doesn't have anything to do with popularity.
I think I can find a definition to combat yours, but go ahead.
All right. Well, anyway, let's get back into it here because there's so much insanity to cover and so little time. I mean, these are lengthy, lengthy emails that you've received, Julia. You're essentially just plucking parts of them out and sharing them with us. But essentially, this guy wants to get rid of money, but at the same time, he wants to create his own little government credit system. But he claims that he also wants to get rid of the government because, he's claiming that he wants a government, but he also says he doesn't want a government. How does he justify all this?
There will be a government, but what he does is he says, well, we already have a government, so we might as well have a government like we do now, except my government will be better. And he says that his government will be better because there won't be any poverty, and he doesn't
be run by him.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't really give any reasons as to why, and I ask lots of questions, which he avoids entirely, and I asked him to call on the show tonight, and he would not. But basically, he's got the I'm a socialist and all other socialists failed, but if I'm in charge, it's going to work idea, which is very common among socialists.
He talks trash against the socialists of old, the old dictator types.
Right, they couldn't make it work. But the funny thing is, Lenin tried to do away with money when he set up the Soviet Union the first time. Didn't work.
What happened?
Things ground to a stop. There's no money.
Yeah. It's amazing.
People immediately went into the black market.
This guy believes that he can remove money, that he can remove incentive, that this government script system, this credit system that he's going to create, is going to motivate people to do work. He believes that this government credit system that you can't use to spend on things is going to motivate people to continue doing what they're doing today?
I guess
nutso.
To some extent, I kind of see it. And it comes from the world that he's lived in. Basically, he's been taken care of his whole life by his mother, and he's gone to school. At school, you get grades, and basically what the government's doing is giving out grades.
Right.
You're a good plumber, you get, if you're an A plumber, you get 500 credits a week. If you're a B plumber, you get 400 credits a week. If you're a C plumber, you get 300 credits. You understand? So obviously,
if you're a D plumber, you get reassigned.
People want to do better. But I don't understand. I don't understand the reason for his government.
Well, money equals greed is why.
But then going for these gold stars is greed too, right?
Well, he doesn't think so. Only money equals greed. Gold stars don't equal greed. Why is greed bad? He goes into it in a minute, actually. Let me see if I can...
Just while she's looking there, schizophrenia was what I was thinking of. It is a psychiatric diagnosis that describes a mental disorder characterized by impairments in the perception or expression of reality.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
All right, well, here's his paragraph about money. I asked him what was wrong with money. His response is, money breeds greed. That is what's wrong with money. In my proposed world, you don't need to have dollars to live in comfort. You have prestige based on your occupation, your specialization, and what you give to the world. And based on...
How does he intend to eradicate greed? Because as far as I can tell, greed is a natural, inborn thing in humans. Self-interest is what I would call it, as opposed to greed.
As John Stossel says, greed is good.
Greed is more like wanting to get more... and be willing to hurt people in the process, do bad things.
That's not necessarily true.
It's not necessarily true, but that's what the popular...
That's what he thinks
it is. That's the popular thought process behind what greed is.
Right.
Self-interest, on the other hand...
Greed's just a motivator.
Right. I get it. I understand what you're saying. But at the same time, self-interest is a better term, is better terminology to use, because it doesn't have the same stigma that greed does.
Yes.
Greed being, I believe, a deadly sin. I can't remember for sure.
Envy.
One of those.
Yeah.
This guy, to assume that you can just get rid of greed by getting rid of money is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
To assume that you can just get rid of money is ridiculous.
He talks about the things that people want. Vacations, nice houses, furniture, all that other stuff.
You can have it all under my system.
As though it's just going to poof, appear out of nowhere.
Remember, he said he could take vacations anytime he wanted to.
You know, and currently, I trade things for the things I want. I trade radio ads to get money so that I can buy stuff. I'm not really, you know, it's not money that's so great. I don't put my money out on the bed and roll around on it.
Right,
no,
it's the stuff.
I want to pay my rent so that I can have a house, you know, to live in. I want to be able to, you know, buy
water,
groceries, all those things that people want.
Give me some more.
You know, animals and plants are greedy. They consume oxygen and the flesh of other animals.
How dare they?
And, you know, this it's just ridiculous.
It
to
is.
Think you can supplant greed is foolish.
Well, the communists in Russia discovered that that was just wrong. And there was an excellent example of it. Oh, I wish I remember the movie. There's a great, a pretty good movie about a sniper, a Russian sniper. And I'll see if I can figure out what it is, and I'll talk to you more about it in a little bit. But let's go with more of his insanity here, Julia.
All right. When asked about taxes, taxes will not exist. He admits that governments can't exist without taxes. He says, this is true, but only because governments must barter from corporations like any other organization. I don't even really know what that means.
Wait a second. Well, the government has to buy $500 hammers is what he's referring to. Well, you know, the government buys really expensive crap from...
That's not bartering with corporations.
Well, it's purchasing items.
I'm trying to figure out what this gobbledygook that this guy's talking about, and that's the best thing I can come up with. Now, hold on. If people work for the government, how are we going to pay them?
Exactly.
Government credits.
I guess.
That they just
they
just make out of thin air.
You get an extra gold star because you work for the government. You're helping society. He is essentially claiming he's going to pay people in these credits by how much their actions benefit society, which means there needs to be a great decider. There needs to be someone, or a board of people or something like that, Robert and Robert's friends, that will decide if your actions as a radio salesperson are more worthy of society's benefits than Julia's actions as a plumber. And I don't know how they're going to make that decision. That whole decision-making process is going to absolutely destroy the marketplace, because the government can't decide what's worth, they can't decide value. Only buyers and sellers can decide that, and he's removing buying and selling from the entire equation. You're absolutely right, Mark. This is going to explode into a black market. More
absolutely.
On the way, Free Talk Live.
Shocking facts about magnesium. Magnesium deficiency can cause anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, osteoporosis, just to name a few. Pesticides and pollution have depleted the soil of magnesium. Processed foods are further stripped of magnesium. Flour loses 80%, polished rice 83%, cornstarch 97%, and white sugar from molasses 99%. Fluoridated water removes all magnesium. So how do we replace the magnesium our bodies so desperately need? Magnesium oil and gel. Magnesium oil and gel absorbs quickly through the skin, so there are no gastrointestinal side effects. It comes in several different sizes, so call 877-817-9829 and order yours today. Your body will thank you. Magnesium oil and gel could be the answer you've been looking for. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Magnesium oil and gel. You can be you again.
Hey, Jane. How's it going? Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. And that does include archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. Totally free at freetalklive.com.
Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for a little while, you know that I love a good crazy person. And I'll give them plenty of airtime. And that's what we're doing tonight. There's a crazy man down in Florida. His name's Robert. He thinks he's very smart, though. And he's just been indoctrinated by the government. There's a possibility that Robert could be turned around.
I'd say a strong possibility.
A very slim possibility.
He's thinking about politics and about political systems, and I think that that in and of itself is a step in the right direction.
I've got to say, as someone who knew him, that he was not a dummy by any stretch of the imagination. He was an intelligent guy. Mm-hmm. He liked to read. You know, he wasn't he wasn't a dummy, but he is so indoctrinated that he has no idea what he's talking about.
Yep, so what he's been essentially espousing...
Well, he's grown up with everybody coming up with political systems. Oh, this will work and that'll work. Well, yeah. You know, obviously, in that world that where people are coming up with political systems, you're going to say, well, no, I know that I can make one that works.
Yeah. That's what he's doing. He's essentially coming up with his grand scheme for global... What's it called? Global socialism?
Global socialization.
Global socialization. And it involves...
Doesn't that mean socialization? Doesn't that mean, you know...
Did I say socialization?
Yeah, okay.
I meant socialism.
That's like
sorry.
What you do when you take your dog to the mall.
Global socialism.
I meant socialism.
It's where it essentially involves eliminating money, but not really, because the government will create this government credit system. And the government credits, though, that he wants to install... won't be able to be transferred from individual to individual. In fact, it'll only be able to go from you back to the government. And the whole system is just nutso because it's going to create, as we just touched on, a huge black market in that I cannot use the government credits that he's going to create.
A black market to the point that it will actually bring down his government. His government will cease to exist.
And he is not, as I'll point out later, he is not restricted... silver for private use. He says if you want to use silver or another private currency, go for it.
Right, and he also says that his government will not use force in the implementation of his plans.
That's correct.
So he doesn't have a government then.
Yeah.
Because a government governs, and the only way that it can govern is through force.
Right.
And the only way that force can be implemented, the only way that it can be threatened against people, is machine guns.
Which is why I say
he's
crazy.
And guys with helmets and flak vests.
Which is why I say he's crazy, because he wants universal compliance. He says this later on in one of his emails. Look, if you want to mandate that there are going to be these card-swiping systems in every single business in America, and businesses don't want to comply, but yet you need universal compliance, at some point there's going to be force involved.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to play with your little government script system.
At some point, yes, but most people won't get to that point if you use that force infrequently. But the fact is, that force does get used. People get put in jail for not paying their taxes to the IRS. People get put in jail for not, you know, following all kinds of government rules. That's where the gun is. And you have to put people in jail, essentially...
Show them you're serious.
If, you know, putting people in jail is without the government is essentially kidnapping. If I were to take somebody and put them into a locked room
with
bars... It's
still kidnapping with the government.
It's kidnapping. But since it's the government gets to decide what these things are called, it's putting them in jail.
Yeah.
So, you know, the government has to do these things now and then in order to show the rest of us sheeple that, hey, you better do what you're told or you're going to jail. If you try not to go to jail, if you use one of your guns to be able to fight off these armed people that are going to put you in a cage, you're going to die.
If his system is truly voluntary, then he's going to have to answer some serious questions about the whole system. And he doesn't want to answer your questions in email. He doesn't want to come on this show and answer our questions on the air.
He must not be very confident about his plan.
Well, because, you know, as a business owner, let's say that I own a Panera Bread company, which happens to be where you work during the day. And let's say I own a franchise for Panera Bread, and this guy is somehow managing to get on television and radio and promote his ideas, and he's somehow managing to get them out there, which, of course, is another obstacle, another hurdle he's going to have to jump over.
Yeah, he's going to have to leave his mom's house.
Is somehow promoting these ideas and popularizing them. If he's getting on television saying, all right, we're going to create this government credit system, and we need universal compliance, but we're not going to force you to comply... But we do need universal compliance, so I want everybody to get on board with this program. And I say, okay, wait a minute. You want to take away my dollars that I currently have,
right?
That I'm currently running a business where people are handing me cash money all day long, and I'm giving them change, and we're handing products out, and there's business being transacted. You want me to change all of that and install your little government credit card system and do nothing but that? What's in it for me, pal? I'm doing fine here. I'm making $4,000 a day or $25,000 a week or however much a company like that makes. I'm making all this money. I'm paying my employees. My business is successful. Why on earth would I want to undertake this grand change? What could you possibly say to me to get me to take on, to get rid of a system where I can, as bad as it is, as bad as the Federal Reserve note system is, at least there, it's still transferable between individuals. You want me to get rid of a system where individuals can transfer money between one another and replace it with a government credit card where when it's swiped at my register, the credits don't even go into my account.
Right.
They go back to the government, and then the government decides, whoever the government is at that time, decides whether or not I'm worthy, and then they'll give me a little gold star on my credit card so I can then go and swipe it. It's just absolutely insane. I can barely even wrap my head around this. And he thinks he can convince all of the business owners in the world to just follow along with this voluntarily, that they're just going to throw down all their cash and all of the things they've created in life and in their business and say, yes, this is it. This is the moment we've been waiting for. I mean, he is in a grand delusion here to think that this system and the implementation of it isn't going to involve force. It has to involve force, because already he's encountering a problem. Already, his ideas haven't been spread far beyond Julia until tonight, right? Maybe he's emailed his little essay to a couple of his other socialist buddies,
probably.
And they emailed him back and said, yeah, can I be on your board of decision makers to decide who gets the gold stars?
I expect that they would expect to be compensated for this board decision.
Well, they get gold stars.
They'd be the elite. They'd have an unlimited supply of gold stars.
I don't know why anybody wants these damn gold stars.
I don't know why either. And again, these are questions that are going to have to be answered. And he's going to have to end up justifying and explaining how this system could possibly be implemented without using force on people, because already it's been as soon as it was shared with Julia, it's now been shared with you and I, Mark.
Yeah, implementation's completely impossible.
All three of us do not agree one iota with this system, except for maybe getting rid of the Federal Reserve notes. But we want to replace those with silver and gold, and he doesn't want that. So, I mean, really, he's already encountering resistance to his universal compliance. Now, Julia, you asked him, what could you do if you didn't want to participate in this system? Was there an alternative?
Yeah, actually, the irony of it was, when I asked him, if I don't like your rules and I don't want to play along with it, what can I do? And he said, if you don't like it, you can leave. Now,
the title of his essay is called Global Socialization.
Where am I going to go?
Socialism.
Oh, God. Socialism. So where am I going to go? The moon? I mean, that's the point is, he really has not thought this through. I think...
Isn't it funny? I think it's funny hearing a socialist use the old sort of Southern conservative term, you don't like it, you can leave.
Yeah, I found that very amusing.
And it's he also needs global compliance. Universal compliance inside the essay. Well, I don't universally comply. Good luck with your program.
Yeah.
But what happens if I don't leave?
Yeah. I mean, what's going to happen?
Wait. I don't want to leave.
I'm going to starve to death,
apparently.
I want
to stay right here, and I want to use gold and silver to transact business and buy products.
Well, you're allowed to. And he goes into that, actually. If you'd like, I can bring that
really?
Up next. Yeah.
I'm allowed to use... Okay. This is a world of contradictions. Fascinating. If you've got comments, 800-259-9231. Also, your experiences talking to socialists. This is Free Talk Live.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn about the program. It's very simple. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Over 340 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers because they like the show and they want to help spread it. That's what it's all about. All the features on the website are free, so it's not like you're paying for our website. That's something we provide on the house. But it's above and beyond all that. It's a voluntary option where you send us $3 a month at least, and then we take that in and turn it around into advertising for Free Talk Live. We buy ads in Talkers Magazine, for instance, and spread the message of the show to other radio stations, get on more stations. We buy ads on the Internet to get more Internet listeners on board. We're going to a big talk radio convention in Los Angeles next week, and that's all being paid for by our amplifiers. These are all things we wouldn't be able to do if it weren't for listeners like you contributing $3 a month. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about it, learn how we're spending the money, learn about the perks that you'll get access to. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Back with more of this socialist maniac here in moments, but first to Brandon in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Wow, you guys picked a real winner with this email here.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome. So let me before I start running down my points, let me just make sure that I...
Let me make sure you're talking directly into your phone. It's kind of cutting out a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So let me make sure that I fully have this completely down. So when I make my points, I don't think you're going to be able to be successful here.
Good luck. I'd like to hear your interpretation of what we've been doing.
So let me understand this. So we have a fully voluntary system that everyone has to comply to that has government-issued credits that are non-transferable between individuals.
That's correct.
He will claim up and down that they are not government issues, that private companies will issue them as they do today with paychecks, but they'll issue the credits. But he doesn't understand that why would they have any incentive to issue them. But he seems to think that that's going to happen. So he claims that they're not government issued.
Okay, but the main point is that they're non-transferable between individuals, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, but we also, in this society, want to help other people out, correct?
Yes.
That's the whole point of it. The whole pillar of this utopia is that we're going to have people help each other. So what if I want to voluntarily give somebody credits to help them? I can't do that.
You cannot do that. That's
correct. I can't voluntarily help them. So how would I help somebody who I see on the street who, for whatever reason, is hurting or is handicapped or for whatever reason is physically unable to be this good plumber, and therefore because they are not a good plumber...
You won't need to, Brandon. The government will help them. But wait, there's no government. He said earlier there's going to be a government assistance program for people that can't work, and the people that refuse to work, they're going to get to live in government housing. So
correct.
You won't even come across those people, Brandon. They'll be in the little government housing area.
Dying in a hail of gunfire, because that's what happens in government housing.
Okay.
Well, his government housing will be different.
I'm sure it will.
Right. So my next question is, if we're having this government oversight... How does our future philosopher king plan on combating the corruption that is inevitably going to happen in this system?
Oh, well, I can understand. I can guess on that, and Julia, you can answer in a moment. But I'm guessing that there won't be a government. It'll just be him and his board of maybe his assistants or whatever. So he won't be corrupt, Brandon. But what do you think, Julia?
All right. Well, here's what he says. He says, in that credits cannot be transferred, corruption is dead, and the black market is gone. Illegal aliens are out of luck, which I don't even know why he addresses illegal aliens.
Because it's universal socialism. Global socialism.
There are, however, plenty of places for people to work on farms and such where employers cannot afford to pay standard rates for legal citizens. So he doesn't even really address...
Hold on, the employers are paying now? I thought the employers didn't pay.
Well, they're paying credits, I guess.
Oh, God.
It's not
but how'd they get them?
Well, if we have universal compliance, then how is anyone an illegal alien?
Well,
that's what's so funny about the email is that he talks, at first he sort of talks it like it's his magic land and everything's perfect, but he goes in and out from the way things are currently and Robert's magic land. So it's very confusing.
Amazing. Brandon, thank you for the call. We've got to let you go. Your VoIP line's kind of iffy. 800-259-9231 of the packet8.net toll-free line. What else did you want to highlight here, Julia? I mean, we've got a couple issues that we've touched on. He's got a response. Where did you want to go next with that?
All right. I guess where I wanted to go next was how he would accept silver, for example. I asked if I was allowed to trade silver if I chose. So I say, I don't like your rules, and I don't like your money. Am I allowed to operate as I please outside your system? He says, are you anywhere? And see, this is where he goes again back to our current system. As logic dictates, as long as you are not upsetting or infringing on the rights of other citizens, you are not expressly breaking laws. Do as you wish. So that's good, right? You want to trade silver? Go ahead. As you buy silver to use as a secondary currency, its value will increase. More people will buy silver as a result, and soon it will peak. No one will be able to sell it, and since stores don't accept it...
Hold on. People were buying it, though. Why wouldn't people be able to sell it?
Because stores won't accept it. He doesn't explain why stores won't accept it.
People are buying it, and they're demanding it.
Right, and if you
are
allowed to...
People run stores, so people would want it.
Right, but he just doesn't...
Fallacious.
Poof!
Yeah. Right, then he shifts over into fantasy land, where he believes that everyone will want his system more than they want nice... pretty silver and gold that they can use to actually transact business, unlike his little government system.
Correct.
Is there more?
I guess where I'd like to take this next, I'd like to finish it up because there is just so much here that I really can't go through it all.
Sure. You know what I'd really like you to do? I don't know if this is a bad form or whatever, but maybe you could post his emails on our bulletin board system.
And see what kind of responses we get?
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of fun.
You know, I really wish he would have called in, especially to talk to Brandon, because Brandon has some really great questions.
Sure, we all have great questions, and that's just it. He's going to have to answer a lot of questions eventually. I mean, he's going to have to get on not just radio shows. He's going to get on television programs. He's going to have an internet blog. He's going to have a major presence in order to propel these ideas to the level of prominence that they're going to need in order to be universally complied with. So he needs to start to, he needs to really firm this up and start promoting these concepts. And if you can't even handle questions from little old Free Talk Live, then, you know, how well are you going to do with the rest of the media? And now the rest of the media might fawn all over him for all I know. I don't really know, but I just think it's sad.
No, I don't think that. I think they would ignore him entirely.
As a crackpot, let's go to Jacob in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Jacob.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
The Brandon from, I guess it was Japan, he mentioned about the credits. That if you wanted to give them voluntarily to someone, that probably wouldn't be allowed in this crazy system. But I hear similar things from people, you know, so-called progressives and so on today, just about voluntary charity. You know, when someone like Bill Gates or any other, you know, major philanthropist gives away money, they question his motives and they don't believe in anybody, you know, is giving away this money and their time sincerely. And it's a very common
motive. Al Gore.
Right, except people like that. They don't believe, you know, people, if they want to give out charity, are doing it sincerely. And socialists, you know, so what, you know, are your thoughts on that sort of mentality that's so common among socialists?
You know, it's only
me. I'm right and everyone else is wrong.
Hatred of the rich.
Right.
But they're not selfish.
Only some rich, though. Al Gore, I think he would be considered rich.
Well, you know, he's pushing the agenda, and that's a good thing.
I see. It's all about my ideas are right, and everyone else should follow them, and anyone who disagrees is an evil person. And under the system that we propose on Free Talk Live, the free market, if you want to go live on a little commune where everybody shares their wealth together, then you'd be free to do that. But under his system, we all have to follow orders or risk getting shot. Now, they refuse to admit that they're going to utilize guns to impose their order on everyone, but the history of socialism shows differently.
The history of government shows differently.
Yeah.
All right, I guess...
But Jacob, any other thoughts?
I don't even know if I answered your question.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We're so short on time. Julia, your thoughts?
I guess I'd like to close up by, I asked him, because he just claimed that social freedoms would not be a problem, that they wouldn't go away under his system. So I asked him to explain it. He says, it would no way benefit government to remove social freedoms. It would, however, cause unrest and make government less stable. Why would an organization intentionally and knowingly remove your freedoms?
Wow. This guy really... He doesn't even pay attention to what goes on in the world.
Fantasy.
Why would the government
land.
Remove freedoms? Hello? Yeah, sure, it does cause unrest. That much he's right about. It does make people angry, but they do it anyway because they can.
More power.
Yeah. Power. And if they get rid of the right freedoms, then more people will come out and vote for them. Get rid of some more freedoms. And they love votes. More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now, you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Art.